student band is doing its thing at a week-long camp at Alabama's picturesque University of Montevallo. It attracts talented kids from around the Southeast, mostly from families who can afford the tuition. But through a grant program just getting started, students who otherwise couldn't are joining in. Middle school drummer Ashton Bridges was nervous about staying more than 100 miles from his Phoenix City home for the first time. But it's all good now.
Well, it's been cool, and we've been learning new music and playing new instruments like timpani and mallet, xylophone, marimba, some of it I'd never seen before.
Being around different kinds of people was also new.
It's scary at first, but you'll get used to it. They were funny and fun, and they were nice, and I made new friends.
Ashton's mom, Barbara Bridges, is thankful he had the opportunity.
Without the GEAR program, probably wouldn't have been possible.
Ashton and four other kids from Alabama's low-income Black Belt region got camp scholarships through GEAR Up Alabama, one of 10 of these statewide grants announced by the U.S. Department of Education last fall. Program Director James Davis says the approach is unique.
It begins with the seventh grade cohort, and we follow them through the educational pipeline.
Meaning through high school and potentially beyond. The 6 or 7 year locally matched grants are meant to help low-income kids get to and through college. That means boosting ability and aspiration. So, besides tutoring, scholarships, and financial aid workshops, another tactic is to expose kids from isolated areas to new institutions and people. Barbara Bridges says going through that was hard for Ashton because he was homesick at first.
It was an experience, and his roommate had been here before, and he was very encouraging, and that helped us a lot.
There's a separate GEAR Up program in Birmingham City Schools, but the $3.5 million a year statewide grant is meant to help more than 9,000 kids from the poorest and most isolated counties across Alabama, which are some of the poorest and most isolated counties in the United States. Staffers are trying to punch through that.
There's life outside of, you know, our stop sign.
Samantha Elliott Briggs, one of 6 GEAR Up Alabama regional coordinators.
So many children who are just 30 miles down the road but may not have resources or transportation to come to University of Alabama and see its campus.
But, she says, you can plant seeds.
To be able to travel from their small towns to a university campus and to have that experience and that exposure, spend the night away from home.
Like the music camp at Montevallo, GEAR Up stands for Gaining Early Awareness and Readiness for Undergraduate Programs. So anything that puts college on the radar, gets kids into challenging courses, or supports them through and beyond high school is fair game. Social skills are key too, and not just for the workplace.
They're not getting along in college either. They're having to break up disagreements in the dorms, little cat fights in the cafeteria, and you're in college.
That's GEAR Up Alabama director Veronique Zimmerman Brown, who used to teach at the University of Alabama at Birmingham, which is overseeing the grant. And in case you think she's blaming kids or families.
Rather than complaining about it, it should come from the home. Well, you're making some assumptions about homes now. Number one, there are two parents or there's a parent there at all. We have to start addressing some things as a community, as a society, and stop passing the buck, passing the blame.
GEAR Up Alabama's 21 school districts and dozen community partners are shooting for ambitious, big-picture changes. It's too early to tell whether it'll help more poor kids get beyond high school. But in places it's been around long enough to yield data, there are signs the approach works. Though the numbers are complex, GEAR Up's been linked to increased graduation rates, knowledge of college, and higher ed enrollment. There's still a tremendous amount of work to be done, but a lot of organizations and educators are pushing ahead, and people directly affected are hopeful. People like Ashton Bridges' father, Eddie Bridges.
In the long term, it should better him as a person. He gets a chance to meet all different people and, from all different walks of life.
For the Southern Education Desk, I'm Dan Carson in Alabama.